it's a tough world out there. I think in 4 years there's only been, and this will be our fourth year, but there's only been two birds that actually fledged from the nest in 3 years.
Talk about what you know or think you know happened to the others.
Well, the first season we had water get in the system, and by the time we got back up on the nest to switch out the camera, the young ones were gone and there was eggshells left. So they were preyed upon. The second year that we had the nest up, that's when the birds, they were about ready to fly, and we found them on the ground. They were rescued, put bands on, checked out, put back in the nest, and then they flew on their own about a week later. Then last year we had three young ones, and they were all preyed upon by an owl, most likely. It happened late at night, and we don't have an infrared camera or anything on the system, but we could tell from the commotion and the time of night that it was most likely an owl.
Given this isn't always a happy ending story, what do you hope people gain from looking in once in a while or more than once in a while?
Right. Well, this is just a very good opportunity, a very unique setting that they can see the nest and the workings of two adult ospreys raising their young. And it's just a really neat opportunity that you could see the parents bring in fish and feed them through the day and keep them warm and, you know, really kind of keep them from the edge of the nest. You start worrying about them, and then the next thing you know, they're bringing in more sticks and building up a rail. So it's just a real neat opportunity for most people that wouldn't have that opportunity to see the inner workings of an osprey and how they raise their young. So it's a neat project.
Is it safe to say that with no guidebook available for the parent birds to read, that as a rule they are indeed very diligent?
Yes, they are, and certainly the older, more mature couples do better at raising their young. So, you know, hopefully this is an older, more mature set of ospreys, and we'll have better success than we have in the last couple years, and we'll get to see the birds raised from the eggs, which they're eggs now, till they get to fly, and it's a neat process.
When do you expect the eggs to hatch, roughly?
We could expect the eggs to hatch just before Memorial Day, so that's not too long from now. And right now, we've got two eggs in the nest. There might be a third, and it's been difficult to tell if there's three eggs in there or two.
Once the eggs hatch, what are some of the things that people might learn most by watching the family?
Really, the inner workings of the nest, that the first hatchling to hatch usually is bigger, and that carries on for quite some time. You wouldn't think that they fight as much as they do, but there's sibling rivalry. They're fighting for food. You hope the third, generally the third egg that hatches, you hope that they can make it. But a lot of times it happens that how successful the father and the mother is for some extent at fishing and bringing in food, that has a lot to do with how successful they are to seeing the birds fledge and raise to where they can fly as well and fish and learn that process. But it's just a real neat process from start to finish.
Does our success at feeding the family indicate that there is no shortage of fish in Smith Mountain Lake?
Oh, boy, I'd love to say that. But they are very successful in feeding their young, and Smith Mountain Lake seems to be a great place to raise ospreys because there seems to be no shortage of fish. But you talk to some fishermen out there, I'm sure they would argue with you.
Fair enough. If all goes well, how long will the little birds be in the nest, the chicks?
They'll be there till sometime in August, late August, and then they start learning how to fly, and then the parents will teach them how to fish. Then they may or may not visit the nest much after that. Every now and then we'll see them come back, but then they're on their own, and then they've got to learn how to feed themselves pretty quickly, because shortly after that they're going to be thinking about flying on and migrating to where they winter.